You've heard me say for years that NT Factor is the breakthrough supplement that's proven to repair and renew your body's cells. That includes your immune cells, such as your T cells and white blood cells. NT Factor has been shown to contribute to a more robust and effective immune response. So now that we're in cold and flu season, NT Factor is combining with powerful antioxidants, vitamin C and D, to provide you with an immune booster bundle. Vitamin C and D help stimulate the production of white blood cells and activate immune cells, which play a key role in defending against pathogens. Together with NT Factor, they help modulate immune function, reduce inflammation, and promote overall immune health. For a limited time, buy a bottle of NT Factor with D3K2 and get a bottle of C1000 with NT Factor absolutely free. That's a savings of over $26. Just go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Save over $26 on the powerful cocktail of vitamins C and D with NT Factor at ntfactor.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We got lots to talk about this weekend. Each week, we boil down some of the most important stories in the world of medicine, in the world of nutrition. We provide you with news you can use to help yourselves, your loved ones attain optimal health. 877-726-8255 is our number. We've got lots to talk about this weekend. We're going to take a look at some interesting stories. Hyperbaric oxygen finds a fascinating new application. We also are going to take a look at Parkinson's disease. We'll talk about liposomal supplements. We'll talk about urolithin A and a wide variety of topics of concern that are in the news. 877-726-8255 is our number. That number is available to you during the program. You can call during the program. If we don't pick up, you can record a question, or you can call anytime during the week. 24/7, 365. We'll pick up some of those calls and answer them on a subsequent edition of Intelligent Medicine. Okay, so I'm going to start off with this story. Why is our government whiffing on ultra-processed foods? We know that ultra-processed foods are bad for us. We're seeing unprecedented rates of obesity in children. That is a new phenomenon. Ultra-processed foods now comprise two-thirds of calories in children and teen diets. And a recent study in the British Medical Journal, the BMJ, shows that it's been established that ultra-processed food consumption is connected to 32 negative health outcomes. They say that greater exposure to ultra-processed foods associated with a higher risk of adverse health outcomes, especially cardiometabolic, common mental disorders. That's relatively new. The link between foods and the burgeoning epidemic of mental health problems, both in children and adults. And that includes, of course, neurodegenerative diseases, dementia, Alzheimer's, etc., as well as mortality outcomes. In other words, dying. The BMJ concludes, in the last decades, obesity, type 2 diabetes, and related diseases have become global epidemics, leading the health systems of many countries to be beyond the breaking point. Taken together, the totality of evidence summarized here shows beyond reasonable doubt. Hey, that's the threshold for a jury trial, right? Not just some evidence that maybe somebody's committed a crime, but beyond reasonable doubt that increased consumption of ultra-processed foods is a major contributor to the pandemic of obesity, type 2 diabetes, and related diseases. Well, we have this thing here in the U.S. called the DGA, the Dietary Guidelines for Americans. And they've been much criticized and lambasted because they continue to harp on low-fat foods, avoidance of high-fat dairy, cutting meat down to negligible amounts, making sure that you have plenty of starchy grains, There was the food pyramid, which was a fiasco, then replaced by the food plate. Every 5 years, they issue updated DGAs, dietary guidelines for Americans. And they're due for an update to set goals for 2025 to 2030 going forward. Under consideration were measures aimed at calling for reductions in intake of ultra-processed foods. But a panel of 20 academics, the nutrition experts tasked with crafting the guidelines, rendered their verdict last month. They failed the American public. According to a story in Stat News, if you're hoping to see where ultra-processed foods might fit in the next dietary guidelines for Americans, hold that thought. Scientific experts tasked with advising federal officials drafting the 2025-2030 dietary guidelines for Americans said the data were far too limited to draw conclusions. They argue that the definitions of ultra-processed foods are kind of imprecise, they're controversial, that many so-called healthful food options are actually highly processed, or that limiting choices is fundamentally anti-American, or that alternatively, and this is an equity issue very popular these days, that poor people rely on cheap, readily available ultra-processed meals to meet their nutritional needs, so let them have whatever they want to eat. Otherwise, they might otherwise starve or go broke buying high-priced, healthy foods. But the problem is that the folks doing these guidelines, according to a study in 2020, I'm not just throwing this out there, you know, as kind of a conspiracy theory, but it was actually evaluated in a study. These folks are highly conflicted. They actually did a study which shows that the folks on those committees very, very often have ties to the food industry, to the pharmaceutical industry, that they, in effect, have unacceptable conflicts of interest when it comes to opining about what folks should eat. They, in effect, receive research grants. They sit on boards of food companies and agribusiness. And in effect, their opinions are swayed. So what are some of the things that we're concerned about? How can you avoid ultra-processed food? Just prepare meals from fresh vegetables, grains, legumes, meat, fish, and milk. Anything with multiple ingredients is suspect. Obvious things, southern fried chicken, fish sticks, french fries, chips, luncheon meats, instant noodles, candy, cookies, fruit drinks, sports drinks, soda, of course, and even unsweetened, artificially sweetened sodas, frozen and convenience meals, also suspect, and even breads. Breads are often a Trojan horse for multiple unsavory ingredients. So the U.S. is lagging way behind the rest of the world when it comes to these rules. In Chile, they pioneered rules to restrict access to ultra-processed foods, and it worked. It actually made a difference. A 2021 study found that Chilean families purchased 27% less sugar and 37% less salt from foods labeled as ultra-processed when the warning labels first came out in 2017. And that wouldn't have happened if the labeling and advertising law had not been implemented. Fairly soon thereafter, Peru, Uruguay, Mexico, Argentina, and Colombia all mandated warning labels. The UK is issuing rules that you can't advertise ultra-processed foods before 9 p.m. What is it about 9 p.m. that's the magic time? It's when kids are watching TV. And so the things that they're banning in terms of advertising on TV, soft drinks, chips, breakfast cereal, candy, ice cream, cakes and cupcakes, desserts, puddings, sweetened yogurts, pizza, and French fries and what are called ready meals, aka TV dinner type foods. So other countries are doing it. We, however, are lagging behind the rest of the world. And what this is an example of analysis paralysis, or even worse, severe conflicts of interest on behalf of those formulating our health guidelines. We need to do better. We should treat junk food the same way that Supreme Court Justice Potter once famously answered when asked, "What's your definition of obscenity?" He replied simply, "I know it when I see it." The same rules, I believe, apply to junk food. It's pretty straightforward. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line in my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements supporting your cardiovascular health, Clinical Cardio 6, Ubiquinol, and K2, MK7, and D3. This collection offers a powerful combination of targeted nutrients and botanicals that are known to promote optimal cardiovascular health by supporting healthy blood pressure, arterial flexibility, cellular energy production, neutralization of free radicals, protection against oxidative stress, and promotion of healthy vascular structures. For more information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements. Are you ready to unlock a secret to youthful vitality? Meet MitoPure, the revolutionary urolithin A supplement from Timeline Nutrition. MitoPure ignites your body's natural anti-aging pathway, mitophagy. As we age, our cells can become damaged and dysfunctional. But with MitoPure, you can recycle these worn-out cells. MitoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of robust scientific research. Boost your cellular energy, enhance muscle strength and endurance, and even fight skin aging, all without changing your diet or exercise routine. I discovered MitoPure a couple of years ago after diving into the science of urolithin A. Since then, it's become a vital part of my wellness routine. For more information and to order, visit timeline.com/Hoffman. Use code Hoffman at checkout to receive 10% off MitoPure. Whether you're looking to support muscle health, enhance your skin routine, or invest in your long-term vitality, MitoPure is your scientifically backed ally in the quest for slowing down the aging process. That's timeline.com/Hoffman for MitoPure.
drhoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255. And one of the ways we do business here on Intelligent Medicine is we allow phone calls to come directly into us during the program live. But we also have recorded questions, a way that you can call a number and record a question or share a concern. That number is 877-726-8255. And then we'll air it on the program as we're about to with this question. So let's hear it.
Hello, my dad is 83 years old and has had Parkinson's for 16 years. We actually feel like he may have been misdiagnosed. He was always in tremendous shape and an age group triathlete for many, many years. About 3 years ago, he was walking and he fell. And ever since then, he has no longer been able to have any balance. His legs are very strong. He can get up on his own, but he's not able to balance at all. He also stares off. Is there any sort of test to help determine what may have short-circuited here? Thank you very much.
Okay. You know, so this is one of these medical enigmas I guess got the wastebasket diagnosis of Parkinson's, which is a movement disorder. But Parkinson's is not usually triggered by a traumatic injury. And so the diagnosis of Parkinson's is kind of difficult because it's not like something where you have a distinct pattern on brain imaging. Now we're beginning to see certain patterns associated with Alzheimer's, although even brain imaging is not that great for diagnosing Alzheimer's. It's not something which is diagnosed with a blood test. And so it's a clinical diagnosis. If you have rigidity, if you have like a low volume speaking, difficulty with vocalization, if you have a tremor, these are some of the hallmarks of Parkinson's disease, which manifest on a physical exam. Expert neurologists can tell you if they think you have Parkinson's disease, but it's actually kind of tricky. And I've seen some misdiagnoses. So the new think on this is there's a couple of things. One is they're coming up with new blood tests, and the blood tests may help us diagnose the early onset of Parkinson's disease. They measure something called alpha-synuclein, which is something that gums up the part of the brain that's associated with movement in Parkinson's disease, but also in Lewy body dementia. And so that is a promising technique. It's not yet available, but they're talking it up, as well as various tests for Alzheimer's disease that can be done with kind of a liquid biopsy, just a blood test. They're also looking at the potential for stool tests to reveal the susceptibility to Parkinson's disease, which is kind of interesting. They're using artificial intelligence, machine learning, to identify patterns of the microbiome that's going to tell us whether someone has Parkinson's. So from the standpoint of diagnosis, I mean, it sounds a little fishy. You know, guy's fine, then hits his head, then all of a sudden he's diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, and that's not usually the way it develops. It usually develops very gradually. But there's something that I wanted to share that's new on Parkinson's disease, which is some research that suggests that exercise is good for Parkinson's disease. Now, that's already been well established, is that people who have trouble with movement do better when they practice movement. So typically, people with Parkinson's disease are asked to go on stationary bicycles, or sometimes I've seen some features on TV about groups for Parkinson's patients where they do boxing, which involves eye-hand coordination, which helps to fortify some of the faltering brain pathways that are associated with the will to move versus the implementation of movement. That's what Parkinson's is, essentially. It's like you kind of lose the connection between your will to move and your ability to execute movement. So if, you know, kind of use it or lose it, keep those pathways open, okay, that makes sense. But here's an interesting study that shows that it's not just, you know, conditioning, physical conditioning, because like anybody's going to move better if they exercise, right? It's actually that there are changes in the Parkinson's brain that are associated with aerobic exercise. This trial, aerobic exercise alters brain function and structure in Parkinson's disease. They looked at the impact of exercise. It's actually called the Park in Shape trial. It was specifically addressed to Parkinson's patients. 130 Parkinson's patients were randomly assigned to aerobic exercise, a stationary home trainer, or versus a group that just got stretching. And what they found is that aerobic exercise, but not stretching, led to increased functional connectivity in the brain. And it also improved cognitive control of movement. The MRI results and the behavioral results concluded that aerobic exercise stabilizes disease progression in the part of the brain that's associated with the deficits that we see in Parkinson's disease. So it's the real deal. Exercise, you know, getting an early diagnosis, making sure that you do aerobic exercise. Unfortunately, conventional treatments lag for Parkinson's. We don't have the magic bullet to treat it yet. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
If you're a big sports fan like me, sometimes the best part about watching a football game are the pre- and post-game shows. Well, it's the same for probiotics. The most important part of probiotics are the prebiotics and postbiotics that come along. Not all probiotics have this superior combination. That's why I only buy Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. You see, Prebiotics feed the probiotic colonies in your intestines, and postbiotics are the organic nutrients produced by Dr. O'Hara's three-year fermentation process that become the foundation for long-term colonization of the good bacteria in your body. This is so important. No other probiotic formula has this. As I get older, I want to protect my health the best I can and use only the best supplements that are available. So score a touchdown for your health. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Available at Sprouts, Natural Grocers, Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other natural health retailers nationwide.
If you're having to stretch every dollar a little further these days, you're not alone. At Kyolic, we've got some tips, free samples, and coupons to help you keep costs down. Go to kyolic.com/radio for yours. With a budget-conscious diet and smart supplement shopping, you can navigate higher prices while maintaining your physical and financial health. Look for multifunctional supplements like Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Kyolic offers formulas to support cholesterol, blood pressure, circulation, blood sugar balance, stress relief, and more for men and women. Aged Garlic Extract is backed by clinical studies that have shown it to provide many cardiovascular and immune health benefits. To help you stay healthy on a budget, get free Kyolic samples and in-store coupons on our website. Go to kyolic.com/radio. That's kyolic.com/radio. Kyolic aged garlic extract formulas are available at natural health retailers and online.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255. And make sure that you take advantage of all the resources that we offer at Intelligent Medicine. Just go to drhoffman.com and download all our podcasts or download our podcast to your favorite source, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, wherever you obtain your podcasts. And also, do subscribe to our newsletter, because our newsletter provides you with useful information. We hopefully believe that it has an impact. You can subscribe via drhoffman.com. And last week's newsletter, I talked about, in response to a lot of questions, because I talk about the post-exercise shake that I use, my après exercise smoothie, which consists of whey protein and creatine and a bunch of other ingredients. I've also most recently added collagen to it. And this is also a tie-in to one of our good sponsors that I'll talk about in a moment, Brightcore. Brightcore makes a product called Revive, which combines six types of collagen with hyaluronic acid, which is said to be helpful for nourishing skin, hair, nails, but also muscles. So I came across an interesting study, the study just out, which supports what I'm doing. Because I take a shake, which has a bunch of ingredients, including whey protein. Now, whey protein is a complete protein. It contains branched-chain amino acids, which are important for supporting muscle metabolism. And in combination with resistance exercise, you get improvements in muscle strength, muscle size, muscle metabolism. It's all good. So this is something that I do. In addition to my dietary protein, I actually add about 20 grams of whey protein every day in my shake. But here's a study that talks about add-on benefits when you combine the whey protein with some additional collagen protein. The title of the study, by the way, this is not a study that's from Brightcore Nutrition. This is from the University of Maastricht in the Netherlands. Ingestion of a whey plus collagen protein blend increases myofibrillar and muscle connective protein synthesis rates. So what they did is they compared just good old-fashioned whey protein to a combo of whey protein and collagen protein. Now, collagen protein, it's a protein, but it's an incomplete protein. It emphasizes things like proline and isoproline, which are building blocks for collagen. And actually, people have died on very restrictive diets. It used to be kind of a fad that people would take some sort of collagen thing. This happened like 30 years ago as a weight loss thing. So they said, well, I'm taking this protein, but it was an incomplete protein. And they did this for too long, and they wasted away because they weren't eating anything, just taking this shake, and they thought that they were getting a complete protein, but it was just limited. But in combination with whey, together, you have something that supports muscle and something that also supports collagen simultaneously. So they say, here we assess the ability of this blend to increase myofibril and muscle-connected protein synthesis rates at rest and during early recovery from exercise. And here's what they found. Muscle-connected protein synthesis rates were higher with the blend of whey protein and collagen compared to just the whey protein in both the rested states and in terms of recovery. Their conclusion, ingestion of a whey plus collagen protein blend increases both myofibrillar and muscle-connected protein synthesis rates at rest and further increases rates of recovery from exercise in recreationally active young men. So interesting study saying that you really, if you want complete support for your muscles, you need both. You need the whey protein, but the whey protein doesn't have enough support for collagen synthesis. And you need the collagen. The collagen doesn't have enough branched chain amino acids to be a complete protein for muscle support. But together, they offer a synergistic support for muscle. So I feel vindicated and wish I'd learned about this earlier. I've been a little bit late to the party on taking collagen supplements, and now I'm fully on board. So that's a good tie into this. Did you know that collagen makes up 30% of the protein in your body? Well, it's the substance that gives structure, support, and strength to your skin, muscles, bones, and connective tissues. Collagen is what keeps our skin firm and youthful, preventing it from sagging, and also supplies amino acids that are crucial for building healthy hair and protecting hair follicles. Now, I've lately been really enthusiastic about the use of collagen for my patients, and I'm gratified to see that collagen has been named by Consumer Reports as a winning dietary supplement. They've come to recognize that, as I have. The collagen that I use and recommend is Revive by Brightcore Nutrition because it's a really high-quality collagen. It combines five types of collagen with hyaluronic acid and biotin to heal and nourish your skin, hair, and nails. And studies show that collagen also helps relieve joint inflammation and pain. If you're looking to heal your body from the inside out and reverse some effects of aging, Revive could be your answer. For more information and order, visit mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. Or call 888-592-9909. That's 888-592-9909. And here's a special offer. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, buy two bottles of Revive and get one free, plus a collagen sheet mask as a free gift. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman for Revive Multi-Collagen Protein. Did you hear about the big butter recall? Costco was forced to recall 80,000 pounds of butter. 80,000 pounds of butter. That's a lot of butter. You know, I go through a lot of butter, but I don't think I have enough lifetimes to go through 80,000 pounds of butter. So why did they recall all that butter? Was it a risk of some kind of horrible infectious disease like listeria that sometimes affects dairy products and meats? Was it metal shards that inadvertently fell into the butter churning vat that somehow pose a health risk to consumers of the butter? Was it something icky like rodent feces or cockroach particles that were found in the butter? No. It was for one of the dumbest possible reasons. Costco was forced to recall nearly 80,000 pounds of butter because, get this, the label failed to mention that the kitchen staple contains milk. The FDA sent an initial recall for 79,200 pounds of Kirkland Signature butter due to, quote, an undeclared allergen. So, butter, yes, is a dairy product, and it does contain milk. And yes, some people have severe allergies to milk. So there's a law that you must have on the label a declaration that even when it's Captain Obvious, that you have to declare the presence of an allergen. And so news articles are now telling people how they can return or safely dispose of the butter. It's like nuclear waste, how they can safely dispose of the butter. Social media is lighting up over this. It's butter, a lot of people are writing on X. One social media user joked, can y'all please safely dispose of it at my house? I have a lot of holiday baking to do. Another chimed in, next they'll recall beef that might contain cow. So this is just great. I mean, this is another example of how overweening government bureaucracy results in difficult, in ridiculous rules and edicts that are holding back the American economy and penalizing consumers. Because who's going to pay for all that butter? There's ultimately going to be butter shortages and a hike in butter prices in the wake of this wasteful recall. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You've heard me talk for years about the breakthrough health benefits of CBD. Now, our friends at CV Sciences have developed an innovative suite of non-CBD products that mimic CBD's healthful effects. CV Sciences' new Plus Health CBD-free line of gummies and capsules. The Plus Health Clarity gummies are packed with DMAE, lion's mane, and rhodiola designed to boost your cognitive performance, enhance memory, and provide natural energy. Need a little peace and calm? Plus Health's Peace Gummies, soothing blend of L-theanine, lemon balm, and St. John's wort supports serenity and relaxation without the drowsiness. And if you're on a journey towards optimal health, the Reshape capsules are packed with powerful ingredients like berberine and OEA to support metabolic health and help maintain healthy blood sugar levels. For more information and to order, head over to pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman30. For 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for the new Plus Health non-CBD collection. Did you know that collagen makes up 30% of the protein in your body? It's the substance that gives structure, support, and strength to your skin, muscles, bones, and connective tissues. Collagen is what keeps our skin firm and youthful, preventing it from sagging. It also supplies amino acids that are crucial for building healthy hair and protecting hair follicles. The collagen supplement that I use and recommend to my patients is Revive by Bright Core Nutrition. Revive combines 5 types of collagen with hyaluronic acid and biotin to heal and nourish your skin, hair, and nails. Studies show that collagen also helps relieve joint inflammation and pain. If you're looking to heal your body from the inside out and reverse some effects of aging, Revive could be your answer. For more information and to order, visit mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, buy 2 bottles of Revive and get 1 free, plus a collagen sheet mask as a free gift. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman for Revive Multi-Collagen Protein.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. And I saw this on 60 Minutes, and then I did a little research on what it was all about. They did a feature, quite fascinating, about treatment of PTSD with hyperbaric oxygen. The idea originated in Israel, and they profiled survivors of the October 7th massacre who were suffering from PTSD. And they also have Israeli Defense Force soldiers who were subject to what was once referred to as battle fatigue, but is now termed PTSD. And it's a very challenging syndrome because it doesn't respond to conventional drugs, medications, antidepressants. They're looking at all kinds of innovative therapies, even the use of psychedelics, hallucinogens, to sort of rewire the brain and make it so that people don't have that circuit of fear-based associations that perpetuate PTSD. And so it was that they tried something novel, and there were some real testimonials by Israelis who suffered from PTSD. The 60 Minutes crew went over to Israel. They talked to some of the lead researchers on this and spoke to actual patients who said that they tried a bunch of things for their PTSD, and this is the first time that they're obtaining relief from their terrible symptoms. You know, symptoms like, you know, being very, very acutely aware of noises. You know, they can't be around fireworks, loud sounds. A backfire from a car will trigger them into a panic attack, etc. So the title of this article is Hyperbaric Oxygen Therapy Improves Symptoms, Brain Microstructure and Functionality in Veterans with Treatment-Resistant Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder. The study is out of Israel. They say that post-traumatic stress disorder is characterized by changes in both brain activity and in microstructural integrity. In other words, it actually changes the pathways, the neural networks in the brain. And there's this notion that one of the ways that drugs and various types of therapies work to change bad patterns of thought is to induce neuroplasticity. Neuroplasticity means the ability to change aberrant neural pathways in the brain. And they say here the cumulative evidence demonstrates that hyperbaric oxygen therapy induces neuroplasticity. So they did this study, and not only did they find that patients reported that they felt better, but there were actually changes in what's called functional MRI. Now, regular MRI won't show this. Regular MRI just shows structures. So you don't see these pathways just with a regular MRI, but a functional MRI lights up certain pathways within the brain. And there are actually changes in circulation and energy production in parts of the brain that were poorly served that showed a characteristic pattern of PTSD. This is like very high-tech brain scanning. Improved brain activity was seen in the functional MRI in the left dorsolateral prefrontal middle temporal gyri, both thalami, the thalamus, which is associated with emotional reactions, the left hippocampus, which is memory part of the brain, and the left insula. And so a lot of technical language showing that there were not just symptomatic improvements, but structural improvements in the brain with hyperbaric oxygen. And you should see the chambers they have there. It's not just like one tank that one person goes into. This is like a tank where a bunch of people sit together in the tank, huge tank, and they take it up to high levels of pressure, that same kind of pressure that you'd experience if you were diving well below the surface, and they pump in a lot of oxygen. And it permeates the brain cells, which somehow gives them a wake-up call to reorganize and create some neuroplasticity. It's a fascinating study. You've heard me talk for years about the breakthrough health benefits of CBD. Well, even some studies on CBD for PTSD. Now our friends at CV Sciences have developed an innovative suite of non-CBD products that mimic CBD's helpful effects. There's CV Sciences' new Plus Health CBD free line of gummies and capsules. The Plus Health Clarity Gummies are packed with DMAE, lion's mane, and rhodiola designed to boost your cognitive performance, enhance memory, and provide natural energy. Or, perhaps you need a little peace and calm. Plus Health's Peace Gummies offer a soothing blend of L-theanine, lemon balm, and St. John's wort. They support serenity and relaxation without the drowsiness. And if you're on a journey towards optimal health, the Reshape capsules are packed with powerful ingredients like berberine and OEA to support metabolic health. Great for insulin resistance and helping to maintain healthy blood sugar levels. For more information and to order, head over to pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for the new Plus Health non-CBD collection. All the products are available with that special discount using coupon code Hoffman30. Here's a story. It kind of underlies, again, what's going on with our crazy healthcare system. In a tragic accident, I can identify with this because I'm a cyclist and I'm always worried about, you know, getting hit by a car because they come up behind you and, you know, see you, or they, you know, sometimes they even want to run you over. An ambulance slammed into a cyclist in Oregon, breaking his nose and smashing his bike, and then took him to a hospital. Well, it was convenient that he got hit by an ambulance. But to add insult to injury, the hospital then billed him more than $1,800 for an ambulance ride to the hospital. So the very ambulance that hit him, they charge him $1,800 to take him to the hospital. William Hoche is suing Columbia River Fire and Rescue for nearly $1 million, claiming an ambulance driver for the company left him with the outrageous bill along with permanent injuries and roughly $100,000 in medical expenses. The crash left him covered in blood, destroyed his bicycle, and caused him long-term injuries such as decreased range of motion and reduced grip. And to add insult to injury, the ambulance company later sent him a bill for $1,862 for taking him to the hospital. So he now wants $997,000 for pain and suffering, and I think he definitely deserves it. As a fellow cyclist, I can empathize. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. We'll be back with another hour of great programming, so stay with us.